on 7, The Hammer.
Hammer Down Show is back, 101.7 The Hammer, 101.7thehammer.com. It's Duff and Stewart with you on a Tuesday. Continue to roll out those nominations for the most valuable Boilermaker through the first six games of the Purdue football season. Time now to talk some Purdue baseball. The Black and Gold Series coming up later this week at Alexander Field. And our next guest will be right in the middle of all of it. He's Johnny Sage, the senior outfielder for the Boilermakers, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Johnny, good afternoon. What's going on, man?
Not much. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we are doing great. So just describe the excitement here. You're wrapping up fall ball with the big series coming up later this week. I'm sure you guys are getting fired up.
Definitely, yeah. The teams actually just came out on Twitter, so we're getting a little bit of rivalry within the locker room, man. Guys are getting excited to wrap up a really good fall, so we're all pretty excited.
So, okay, give us your official Johnny Sage evaluation. You're on the black team, the roster for the black team, so give us the pluses and minuses for your squad and how you're going to stack up against the gold.
Yeah, so it's looking like we got a lot of veteran guys on the black team. We got Cole McKenzie, another outfielder on the team, and Bryce Bonner, a veteran catcher behind the dish. So we're looking pretty seasoned, and I think there's a lot of new guys on the gold team who are, don't get me wrong, very talented, but they might have a little bit of a rude awakening for them come the Golden Black Series.
So what about Harry Shipley as a manager? What can we expect there?
Oh, my goodness. We're so lucky as a program to have one of the best Boilermaker baseball players coming back and giving back to the program. He definitely likes running an aggressive offense and really preaches two-strike approach. So we're looking to put the ball in play and keep the strikeouts down.
And we had Coach Goff on the show on Monday, and he said that there's some big things on the line here between the two teams. Tell our listeners what's at stake here in this game, these games.
So last year we did a steak dinner and a hot dog dinner. So pretty much the winner of the series gets treated to a nice, you know, steak, cold pork dinner while the losers are stuck eating hot dogs. So it's a little friendly competition to keep things nice.
Johnny Sage with us, Purdue senior outfielder, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. And Johnny, were you on the winning team or the losing squad last year?
Last year, unfortunately, I was on the losing squad, so I'm looking to turn my luck around and get that steak dinner.
I'm sure you are. And you mentioned some of the veteran players on the squad, and you would be in that category as look ahead to this series and, of course, to the 2020 season. How has your fall ball season gone for you? What have you been working on?
It's gone pretty well. I mean, really just for me, it's just been getting back into the flow of things, kind of establishing that confidence I regained over the summer. And just our coaching staff's done a great job of giving us players all the tools we need to succeed and have a great 2020 season. So we're getting really excited.
And talk about team-wise, what do you think's the biggest thing that you guys need to improve on to have a chance at winning a Big Ten championship this season?
Right. I think that Coach Goff preaches a lot of playing aggressively, whether that be in the box or on the base pass, just really playing fearless. And I think that's something that we were kind of lacking last year, was that, you know, that swagger that a lot of good baseball teams have that we're kind of bringing back this year in full force. I think that every game we play is going to be fast, we're going to play hard, and we're going to compete to win. So it's going to be really exciting to watch.
And as a leader of this team, what type of leader would you call yourself, Johnny?
I'd say I do a good job of leading by example, but being vocal when I have to. I mean, a lot of the guys on this team are young, bringing in a lot of new guys, but they definitely know how to fall in line. If we're doing right things in the weight room and on the field, getting into an early work, they definitely take note and they'll fall right in and do the same thing.
When you talk about the weight room, what are some of the most important lifts for a baseball player?
For us, we're incorporating a lot of front squat stuff, a lot of explosive sprint work that we didn't really have last year, which is definitely showing as we're seeing a lot of bags being stolen during the scrimmages and games against colleges like Wabash Valley. We're seeing a lot of extra base hits and a lot of bags, so we're looking to be explosive on the baseball field.
Johnny, you had a good outing against Wabash Valley there on Sunday with the couple of hits, three RBI. How was that for you when you think about just what you did individually and then, of course, for your team as well to get that challenge that you got from Wabash?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. I mean, Wabash is a very, very storied program. I mean, a lot of good arms come from there, but it was really good personally just to, you know, hit the ball in the barrel a couple of times, but that comes with the team, you know. Coach Goff's always preaching the pressure we put on them on the base pass is going to get us good pitches to hit, and that's kind of just what it was. I mean, one of those at-bats, got a couple RBIs, and I give a lot of credit to my teammates for causing havoc on the base pass and letting the pitcher give me a good pitch to hit and just executing for my team.
Now, you did mention that you hit a home run, too, Sunday.
Yes, sir. That's always a bonus.
So that makes myself and Stuart very jealous because you knocked one out of the yard there. I know that's not the easiest place to hit a home run. So what's that like to hit one out of there?
That's definitely a good feeling. Yeah, Alexander definitely plays. It's kind of a graveyard some days, but it's always a nice feeling to put one in the bullpen once or twice. So,
how about you mentioned Coach Goff a couple of times, and you've been around the program. What's this transition been like from Coach Waz to Coach Goff?
It's been pretty smooth. I mean, Coach Waz is an amazing coach, as many people know, but it definitely helped me in that Coach Goff was already in the program. I mean, he's an amazing person off the field and an even better coach. The guy brings intensity to the park every day. He's grounded in faith and just an amazing mentor. I mean, aside from baseball, he really knows how to lead a good life, you know, as the head of a family and just as a person. So for me, coming to the field every day, knowing I'm going to have that kind of leadership at the helm of the program really kind of settles me in and knows that I'm taking my life in the right direction that I want to go. And I think a lot of the guys on the team feel the same way.
How would you describe Coach Goff's coaching style as you would compare it to Coach Waz's coaching style?
I'd say you see a lot of similarities, but one of the things that Coach Goff brings that is different from many coaches that I've ever had is just a fearless attitude. Coach Goff is not afraid of anything, and he's not afraid to tell you that. He makes it very apparent to us that every time we take in the field, no matter who we're playing, we're gonna play to win, and we're going to play fearlessly. So I think that's kind of the mindset you have to have if you want to take a team to Omaha, and that's what we're looking to do.
Johnny Sage with us, Purdue senior outfielder, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
Johnny, what does it mean to you to be a Boilermaker?
Oh, it means the world to me. I was coming out of my junior college, had some offers, and when I was just talking to Waz and kind of Coach Goff and the whole staff, really, they sold me on the experience. I mean, Purdue is a very prestigious university, and the baseball team's been around for a long time. It's just something that I wanted to be a part of. Right now is kind of the best time to be a Boilermaker. We got a lot of things going for us, and it's just a great time to be here.
And, Johnny, what's it like playing at Alexander Field? I know you called it a graveyard for hitting home runs, but I'm guessing it's pretty fun to play there as an outfielder?
Oh, yes. It's one of the best places to play on earth. I played all around the country, being from the West Coast, and it's one of the nicest natural fields I've ever played on. I think last year it was ranked in one of the top maybe 8 or 10 natural places to play in the nation, and that's definitely a credit to the grounds crew. We got people out there working all the time, and it's a beautiful venue.
And then what's it like coming from the great Northwest to coming to the Midwest and playing baseball?
Right. It's a little colder here in the winters, but other than that, it's not too bad. It's kind of a smaller town, which is what I'm used to. I went to Washington State my freshman year, which is definitely a college town. But I really like the atmosphere here. It's, you know, family-friendly, just a good place to go to college and play some ball.
Are there some athletes on campus that I wouldn't say that you, like, look up to, but you, like, respect, like, outside of the baseball program? Are there guys, you know, men or women around campus that you're like, hey, that person's pretty darn good?
Oh, yeah. Actually, in one of my English classes, I have Jackson Anthrop, who's a football player, and I also got a plumber who's the quarterback right now. And they're just really class act guys. They work hard in the classroom, and then you see them out there performing on the football field. It's just a really nice thing to see.
Yeah, if you weren't playing baseball, would it have been football? Would it have been basketball? What were some of your really good sports?
I played all three in high school, but I think for me it would have been football. If I had some offers at some smaller D1s and a couple D2s for football that I thought about taking and playing baseball at the same time, but when it came down to it, I knew baseball is what I wanted to do.
So what was your position in football?
Yeah, so I ran our Wildcat offense, and then I played outside linebacker.
All right, so a little quarterback, huh? Getting the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you ever throw it?
Oh, yeah, a little bit. I mean, got to keep the defense honest. So I throw it once in a while.
And what type of linebacker would you say you were?
Oh, I was a pretty good, you know, kind of sideline to sideline, covering a lot of ground, just making sure that someone needs to make a tackle, I'm there.
I like it.
So then, have you given, you know, since you have a quarterback background, have you been giving, you know, Jack Plummer a tip or two?
Yeah, I'm telling him kind of what he should be looking for at their opponent's defense and kind of giving him some hints. He actually won, I'm pretty sure he won Offensive Player of the Week this week, and he gave me a shout-out just because of the hints I was giving him.
There you go, man.
Nice, nice.
I like the way that this, you know, it's like a family here. Everyone just, all the sports help each other out, Clayton.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's one thing I noticed coming to Purdue. I mean, sometimes you kind of find niches and different cliques at some universities, but here at Purdue, everyone's just helping each other out.
Johnny Sage with us, the Purdue senior outfielder, as the Boilermakers get set for the Black and Gold Series coming up later this week at Alexander Field. And Johnny, I was looking at your bio, and you come from a very very athletic family. So who's the best athlete in your family?
Oh boy, growing up, I'd honestly probably have to say it was my older sister. She could out hit me and out run me until I was probably about 16 years old, and that stays true with my mom. I mean, playing some softball at Texas, she's a really good athlete. So mom and sister are definitely up there on the athletic hierarchy.
So was it your mom or your sister that really kind of helped you develop your love for baseball and kind of how you've gotten things going?
I'd probably say my older sister. She was always playing softball, and I just really admired her hard work she put in every day, and she just taught me, you know, bigger than baseball, kind of just the character it took to be a successful baseball player and just person. So I'd have to give a lot of the credit to my older sister.
What's so cool about baseball? Why do you like playing it so much?
I think the life lessons that it teaches. I mean, you see someone fail 7 out of 10 times, they're going to be a Hall of Famer. And I think that's something that you can really take to life with you. When things kind of get hard, you just got to keep your chin up and keep moving forward.
Well, before I let you go here, Johnny, give our listeners an idea about this Black and Gold Series coming up this week, and just kind of maybe some characteristics of your team. What are we going to see out of this team this week, and then, of course, it carrying over into 2020?
Right, yeah, I think you're going to see some hard-nosed baseball. You're going to see people laying some good bunts down, working a lot of counts, and really just fighting at the tooth and nail to do everything we can. Our pitching staff's been really good all fall, so it might be a low-scoring event, and that's what we want to take into the season. If our pitching staff's good, we're going to be good, so we're really excited.
Well, Johnny, thanks so much for joining us. I know it's a busy and fun week for you ahead, so have fun, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Awesome. Thank you for having me on the show.
Johnny Sage, Purdue senior outfielder, joining us on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline. Black and Gold Series Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Steak and beans.
Over at Alexander Field. So get out there and check out some baseball. It'll be a lot of fun. When we come back, Stuart has his plan to win. Plus, we have some more text messages rolling in. Keep those rolling. 765-447-4080.